Hello and welcome to Inbound Raleigh, a podcast about transportation and transit in the City of Oaks. I'm your host, Jennifer. Today on our show, we've got an update about the Greenway system. Apparently, there's quite a bit to talk about, and that includes all the stuff going on in Crabtree Creek, so let's get to it. Today on the show, we welcome Lisa Schiffbauer. She's the Greenway Capital Project Senior Supervisor with the City's Parks and Rec Department. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you.
So, Lisa, can you start by telling us a little bit more about your work? Sometimes job titles don't exactly explain it for the rest of us.
Sure, no problem. I work primarily to manage the Capital Area Greenway planning and design projects for the city. And so that would include projects that would be new trail segments, would also be replacement of outdated structures and trail resurfacing. Beyond delivering new and repair projects, Greenway planning staff also serve as stewards of the environment. Aside from the recreational and transportation uses that the system has to offer, the Greenway corridors also serve the purpose to preserve natural characteristics of land, preserve wildlife corridors, preserve riparian buffers as a means of protecting water quality, and to preserve stream corridors to manage stormwater runoff. So essentially, our job is to manage the designs so that they're sensitive to these environments.
Okay. So the Greenway has been around since the 70s. And what can you tell us about some of the more recent changes that have occurred on the system the past few years that listeners might not know about?
Yeah, so I'm sure everybody's familiar with the Noose River Trail. That was actually completed in 2013 and was a huge success. And I wanted to talk about that project because of the success that we have experienced in the city and having local people visit and also people from out of town. So the Noose River Trail is approximately 28 miles long and extends from Falls Lake to Clayton. The trail connects Wake Forest, Falls Lake, Knightdale, Clayton, and also connects to two other major trail sections, which are the Walnut Creek and Crabtree Creek Trail. One really cool thing about the trail, it has seven bridges that cross the Noose River, including two very unique suspension bridges. And this allows users to experience the amazing views of the Noose River like they haven't been able to before. This trail is also part of the Mountains to Sea Trail and the East Coast Greenway that extends from Maine to Florida. In addition to that, in 2014, Raleigh voters approved a bond referendum for parks and greenway projects. And that bond referendum included approximately $60 million for greenway projects in itself. And those projects would be new sections of trail, but primarily the funding is there to support reinvestment into the existing system. That includes repaving older sections of the greenway and also replacing older bridges and boardwalk structures. So primarily that is what the funding from the 2014 bond will support. But there are a few projects within the 2014 bond that the city planning staff are working on. Crabtree Creek West is a new trail section that is approximately 2 miles long, and that will connect from where the trail currently terminates just east of Durley Road, and that will connect into Umstead. This project is expected to be completed in early 2021. The proposed trail section is a critical link in the regional greenway system. It'll connect multiple neighborhoods and business centers in Raleigh. And it's important both locally and regionally. This is the last remaining incomplete major segment of the three main greenway corridors that include the Noose River, Crabtree Creek, and Walnut Creek. Crabtree Creek has been identified in the system as a cross-city connector, which there's a big transportation component to that. And from a regional perspective, the completion of the Crabtree Creek West Trail Project will connect the Noose River on the eastern side of Wake County to the American Tobacco Trail on the western side of Wake County. So by completing this trail and the White Oak Trail in Cary, Apex and Cary residents and City of Raleigh residents and visitors will be able to travel across Wake County from the north to the south on the American Tobacco Trail or the Noose River.
Wow.
Or east-west between those two trails on the Crabtree Creek Trail and White Oak Creek Trail. And the project will be a 12-foot wide paved trail that will have five pedestrian bridges that will include one suspension bridge. So I'm very excited about that project. We have another project. It's called the Lassiter Mill Gap, and it's also within the Crabtree Creek Greenway Corridor. And this segment is between I-440 and Lassiter Mill Drive. And currently, the trail navigates through the corridor where you have to take on-street connections through neighborhoods. So as part of that project, we're looking to make a better connection with that alignment. We also have, not so exciting as the new trail sections, but very important projects that would improve the greenway system in general from a perspective of replacing the pavement and also replacing structures, boardwalks, bridges, such as that. We recently completed what we refer to as Structure 98. It's on the Neuse River Trail, which this section was an original part of the Neuse River Trail when Headingham was built. And the decking on that boardwalk was a wood decking.
Yeah.
And so this past year, we replaced that wood decking with a concrete smooth surface. So now when people ride across it, it doesn't have that bumpy nature. We are also working on repaving sections of Lake Lynn, the loop, Lake Johnson loop. And there's an old section of trail that's disconnected from the rest of the system, but it's an older section of trail in Wakefield. So those are the highlights of the 2014 bond projects. And a lot of people ask about the Our Greenway app and where that is and how the city is connected in that way to that Greenway app. Well, Our Greenway was developed at City Camp in 2012. It's an interactive map of greenway trails with additional features that show weather reports, submitting issues via C-Click Fix, and the ability to track time and distance traveled. And the application is not a product of City of Raleigh, which a lot of people think that it is.
Right.
But it's a really great app to use. It is actually managed by Oak City Apps and was built using open Raleigh GIS data for those GIS people out there. And you can find more information about that at the letter R, Greenway's website.
Yeah, and we'll link to that on the show notes. I'm pretty sure we've talked about that app last time we did a Greenway episode.
So. Cool. So I have a couple more.
Yeah, lots of exciting changes on the Greenway.
So another thing that we have recently done is we have purchased 3 trail counters. And so these are, a user necessarily wouldn't see them. It's a unit that sits on the side of the trail that looks like potentially like a bollard, and the counter strips go underneath the pavement. And since the Cavalry Greenway is one of City of Raleigh's premier amenities that offers all these opportunities for citizens looking for ulterior modes of transportation, it's an effort to monitor that trail utilization and demand. And so this was a good investment with city funding to purchase these trails to get that information. And collecting consistent data across the system will allow staff to better prioritize improvement projects, maintenance, and implementation of user needs for wayfinding and other amenities. The utilization data is often a necessary component to obtaining competitive funding for trail expansion. And so to address these needs, as I said, we located these trail counters throughout the system at different trail locations.
Okay.
And last thing, wayfinding. We've had a request from over the years from citizens. There are areas within the Cavalry Greenway system that people have a tendency to get lost. So we're improving the wayfinding within those sections and adding destinations to those signs. So for example, we may have a sign at the end of the Crabtree Creek West Trail at Umstead that lets you know it's going to be 15, 16 miles to the Neuse River Trail. So the signage will be more destination-oriented.
Oh, I see. Well, that's very cool. Gosh, that was a lot more updates than I thought you were going to have. As I mentioned, built in the 70s, and now we have more than 100 miles of Greenway. And you mentioned some new trails, which, of course, over time is going to slow a bit because, I mean, where are we going to put these things? But are you seeing a lot more room for more pathways, or do you get a sense that we've got those in the plan?
We have a master plan that includes the corridors where we will either plan for new trails, or those are areas that we'll look to protect from an environmental perspective. So those corridors are identified on a plan. And over the past couple years, we have amended our comprehensive plan to include additional segments. And we've done that because we've seen areas that have grown in population. So trying to provide that access to the greenway system, that's very important. The Capital Area Greening Plan includes over 100 miles, as you mentioned. And what exists today is 117 miles. The plan actually includes adding an additional 100 miles of trail.
Oh, really? Wow.
It'll take many years to complete all of those facilities, but we have a strong community support for the greenway system, and we're confident that we'll get there one day.
What are some of the future plans then? You mentioned before we started that you're working on an update to the master plan.
Yes. So as mentioned in the previous conversation, the city is planning for expansion of the system, and that will happen over time. The current estimate to construct 1 mile of greenway can cost anywhere from $2 to $4 million.
Oh, wow.
So it's very expensive, and the city is currently working on an update to the city's 1989 Greenway Master Plan. And yes, the city has not updated that plan since 1989.
It's been a while.
The purpose of the Greenway Master Plan update is to provide a document that will assist city staff and stakeholders with all aspects of City of Raleigh Greenway System. That will include planning how we secure land to do so, to build those projects, funding, design, implementation, operations, and maintenance. And I anticipate that update will have a strong transportation focus. That update process will begin this summer, 2019, and it will take a year to complete. And there will be an opportunity for users of the system to participate in the public engagement process. So look for us at all the festivals in the next, over the summer and over the fall. And we will also have additional public engagement meetings where people can come out and provide us their input.
Great. You just mentioned transportation, and since this is a podcast about transit and transportation, that was one of my primary interests in getting an update on the greenways, because some of our listeners actually use the greenways to get around. And last year, the Parks Department actually said it was going to shift its management a bit to be thinking about greenways. It's not just the other uses you mentioned, recreation and environmental protection, et cetera, but as a transportation asset. So can you talk about what that shift, and then kind of what that means for your team?
Yeah, sure. The city's greenway concept that was developed in the 1970s had a strong recreation focus. However, even that 1976 plan spoke much to the transportation aspect, mm-hmm. which was a lot of forward thinking. Within the past 10 years, as the system has been more connected throughout Raleigh and Wake County, there has been a desire for the Capital Area Greenway system to serve not only as a recreational system, but as a transportation system as well, as you mentioned. Staff are working at a strategic level in coordination with the Planning Department and the Transportation Planning Office to coordinate these efforts to provide a more connected system. I don't think the public really cares whether it's a greenway, whether it's a transportation, off-road transportation facility. They want to see the system connected as a whole. So yeah. We're looking at it from that perspective and looking at ways that we can better connect. There are some challenges with this, such as a mix of those user types. You might have somebody using the trail system for commuting that may want to go a faster speed than the recreational user. So trying to find ways to manage that operationally is a bit of a challenge, but there are a lot of cities within the world, actually, I was going to say within the U.S., but it's actually the world, that have had to deal with that, with those same type of issues. But I believe that the issues can be navigated to accommodate both of these uses. We have identified trails within the system that are high-use trails that could be used for transportation, such as Crabtree Creek, Walnut Creek, Reedy Creek, any of the trails that you find in more populated areas would be identified as a potential transportation corridor. And these trails would be the top candidates for implementing an amenity such as lighting. With that being said, there is a balance that the city must consider. one thing that we tend to forget about when we're talking about transportation or the trail as a facility, we lose sight of that environmental component to the Capital Area Greenway. So a lot of these corridors are there for wildlife connectivity as well. So if you think about adding light to a wildlife corridor, then you are pushing out that wildlife. So there has to be this balance of amenities that you would provide as part of a transportation system versus recreation.
Yeah, that's, if you're using it for transportation, you might, especially in the wintertime, it gets dark pretty early, you might be thinking you would like some lights. But then the people who are just trying to get away from lights and get into nature, or the animals themselves, obviously find that disruptive. So how do we find that balance?
Yeah, well, we will explore that quite a bit in our update to our Greenway Master Plan.
Okay.
And I'm really looking forward to getting the public's input on that, on some creative ways to do that. And one of my thoughts is where we have more urban areas, Pigeon House Branch is the corridor that runs basically from Crabtree Creek within the 440 Beltline, which runs all the way down to P Street. And if you're familiar with that area, that's where a lot of the DOT project and bridge replacement projects are happening. Mm-hmm. So it's more of an urban connection where you may not necessarily have the same wildlife that you have along the New Server Trail.
Sure.
So I would envision that corridor could be lit.
Okay.
But
yeah.
That's something that we're going to explore through the next year. And it would also require some policy changes. So right now you can only use the Greenway from dawn to dusk. And so looking at...
Ooh, whoops, didn't know that. I guess that's like a lot of parks. Okay.
Right. And so looking at extending those hours, especially for the wintertime when it gets dark at 5 o'clock and you have people that are using the trail to get home from work. And so, yes, that is challenging. But looking at ways that we can design the system to accommodate that. And in fact, the project that I mentioned earlier, the Crabtree Creek West, we're not implementing lighting within that corridor because it is a very ecological sensitive area and adjacent to a lot of communities. So you don't want lighting to spill over from a greenway into residential areas. But we are doing things with great wayfinding, amenities, striping the center line of the trail to separate those user types. And so we're implementing a design that would help facilitate that as a better transportation facility.
Great. So you mentioned Crabtree Creek a few times, and one of the big discussions with greenways right now that I've been hearing a lot about is Crabtree Creek, because it's been experiencing so much flooding, and this has been in the news. Flooding and erosion along the creek has, as I understand it, degraded a portion of the boardwalk, and this is around Capitol Boulevard. So there's been some closures. Can you talk more about the challenges you guys face with erosion and what's being done to fix that section?
Yeah. So Crabtree Creek in general floods more oftentimes than not, especially in the area when Raleigh experiences significant rain events, which has occurred, as we all know, numerous times over the past couple years,
year.
A lot of rain, which has actually included two hurricanes. In addition, the banks of Crabtree Creek have over time eroded due to the volatile nature of the creek and an adjacent development that has occurred, and you have a lot of runoff from those areas. One thing that I'm not sure if a lot of users know, but the Capital Area Greenway is also a large portion of it is built in the floodplain, and that was the original concept, to use these flooded areas as a opportunity for transportation and recreation because it couldn't be used for anything else. So it should be expected that during these times of rain events that portions of the system are underwater. But we have a great maintenance team that we know what sections of Greenway get flooded. And so those are the priority areas. Once something floods and we know that we don't have any more rain, our maintenance staff gets out. And I mean, obviously there's nothing they can do with flooding, but a lot of silt accumulates on the trail.
Yeah.
And so those are the trails that they would get out to a lot quicker. But regarding the structure adjacent to Capitol Boulevard, we refer to the structure as 106. Each one of our structures in the system has a number, and it's actually carved into the on both ends of that structure.
Oh.
So somebody could report, oh, there's a problem with structure 106, and that's identified just by the number that's on the bridge. And that helps us with our maintenance as well. But adjacent to this structure, the stream has eroded over time due to offsite erosion, as well as the creek flooding time and time again. So basically what has happened, the erosion coming off adjacent properties and the volatile nature of the stream rising, ebbing and flowing, that erosion of that bank has eroded the timber piers that are holding that structure up. And that structure was neither designed or constructed incorrectly. It was just a matter of that stream bank erosion that has happened over time that has exposed those timbers. And so last year, the original part of that structure that had failed during Hurricane Matthew, we implemented a different type of construction method. And the construction methods that I'm going to describe versus the timber construction that I mentioned just before this, it all depends on the environment that you're working in. So both methods are still used within our system. But since this stream bank has eroded, what we have done is we have used a different kind of pier that actually goes into the bedrock.
Yeah.
And so the original construction is a timber pier in a concrete footer. And so these new piers are steel piers that go down into the actual bedrock.
Yeah.
It would take a long time, if not ever, to have those piers wash out. So we use that type of construction within the short span that we replaced this past year. And it was a few months later that we had another storm event that damaged other sections of the boardwalk.
Yeah, I was going over the website and trying to make sure I was all up to date on the Crabtree Creek stuff, and I realized that it sounds like there's different sections of the same trail that are, the website lists five different closures, and they're all under Crabtree Creek.
Yes.
So for those of us who don't have the trail as memorized as you probably do, can you help clarify what's happening?
So that section of boardwalk actually sits, if you looked on a map, you would see that section of trail is actually in a sharp turn of Crabtree Creek. And so the way that the water's flowing, the bank is eroding on that side of that structure. So basically that is what is happening. And what we're doing now to get that section of trail back open, we are looking at the feasibility and construction of rerouting the trail to the northern side of the two car lots that sit adjacent to Rashford Road. And then we would bring the trail out to Rashford Road and use some on-street infrastructure, similar to like what you would see as a cycle track, mm-hmm. and make that connection back down to where the trail, you can access the trail from Capitol Boulevard.
Okay.
And so we're looking at the feasibility and the constructability of doing that, and also comparing the cost of that to what the cost would be to replace the entire structure with the different type of substructure to that boardwalk. So implementing the same type of method of putting piers down into bedrock along the entire length.
Wow.
And so
sounds expensive.
Yes. Both options are going to be expensive. And, you know, we're also looking for ways to fund that project. There isn't any funding that has been allocated for that. In the future, I see us planning more for these unknowns that happen because we are seeing a lot of impacts to older sections of trail that may have been constructed closer to these creeks. And so with our new trail construction, we are looking at getting as far away from the stream bank as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always doable because we might have an easement area that we need to work within, and then that's all that we have. So we do the best that we can within the space that we have.
It sounds like it's going to be a minute before we get all that done for Crabtree Creek, right?
Yeah, so there's a couple areas of Crabtree. So that's one section. We are, so for the structure 106 that is adjacent to Capitol Boulevard that we just talked about,
yeah,
we hope to have the feasibility report completed by May.
Okay.
We will take that information to our city council and also with a funding plan. And then we'll have to move into design. So the feasibility is not design. We have to move into design, and there won't have to be any public engagement as part of the process. So we could just do the design and then move into construction. And I anticipate that the design would take 3 to 4 months. That would include the permitting. Permitting, we would have to, we would anticipate that the permitting for this project wouldn't be as extensive as some other projects, but we do have to go through City of Raleigh for permitting and review. We would have to go through the state for permitting and review. So it's not, these projects aren't just something that we can design and go out and build. There's, because we're working in these very environmentally sensitive areas, there is permitting, extensive permitting associated with projects, which do add time to the project. A lot of people don't realize that, and that is a time suck within the project design.
Sure.
And so we anticipate 3 or 4 months for that design and permitting, and we'll look for ways to expedite that. And then we will move into the construction phase, and we really hope to move as quickly as possible with this project. It's really hard to give a time frame mm-hmm. on this. There's so many variables to the process that could change. And so once we have a better idea as time frame, definitely find that information on our website.
Okay. Yeah, I think as users of the Greenway, it's easy to get frustrated because you're like, why is this taking so long? I just want to ride on the Greenway, and that's my favorite section, and yeah, it's, you know, it's having major problems.
Yes.
So it sounds like, you know, late this year, maybe, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yes.
So one of our listeners is wondering, along these lines, you have these closures and you're having to fix things, because it's maybe more of a transportation corridor, is it something the Parks Department has considered to, like, maintain some sort of access while all this work is going on?
Well, as you can imagine, during any kind of construction of these, they're like small roads.
Yeah.
And the type of equipment that's out there, it's big equipment. It's not just small backhoes and smaller equipment. So our main priority is to keep users safe. And what we don't want to do is mix our contractors with heavy equipment with users using the system. So that is definitely a priority. I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty, but there's, depending on the location of these areas, we may not have the area to navigate and move around the construction. Like,
sure.
I said, we're really confined to easements. But if we can do it in a safe manner, we always look for opportunities to include that in our contractors' work to provide a detour around it. We also look at how we can put detours along streets and sidewalks and things like that. That is always definitely a consideration. But as we mentioned before, greenways are used for recreation and transportation. So while a detour might be great for somebody that's using it to commute, it may not be accessible or the right detour for, you know, a mom or dad with a stroller.
Oh, yeah.
And so we definitely have to consider that. Some of the closures that are happening along Crabtree Creek are not just associated with washouts due to erosion of stream banks. A lot of our trails are constructed within utility corridors. So if the utility department has a sewer or water project, there are a lot of times that those sections need to be closed in order to accommodate for those repairs.
Yeah.
And as we know, there is a big project, a sewer project, Crabtree Creek Pipeline, that is occurring along Crabtree Creek. So there's actually, there are a total of four areas where we have either an alert, which means, hey, just be cautious through this area. We have three locations where we have closures. One of those closures is the Structure 106 that we talked about. And the other two closures are mile markers 8 and 9 along Crabtree Creek. And though that closure is due to the Crabtree Creek Pipeline project. Okay. And then there's an area at mile marker 12 and a half where we've had a retaining wall structure. It's an old section of Crabtree Creek. And over time, it was a timber retaining wall, and that retaining wall has failed. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't failed because the way that it was constructed or anything like that. It's just like anything, deteriorates over time. And these, you know, these surfaces or these retaining walls that sometimes sit underwater for a long period of time, it's going to expedite that deterioration. And so that is the section that is closed, but there's actually a detour that can be navigated around. And in this retaining wall project, the detour actually has on-road bike facilities. So it's actually a really nice little detour. You have to go a little bit out of your way. But we are going to be starting that project this summer.
Cool.
And so actually even sooner than that, probably sometime this spring. And we hope to have that completed within 8 months.
All right. So anything else I'm not asking you that you want to add or that I should be asking?
Well, I have just one final comment. The Cavalry Greenway System is one of the largest, most popular on the East Coast of the United States. It's an asset the city and its residents take pride in. And the success of the trails is due to the overwhelming support from the community. So we really appreciate that. But it's also due to the early beginnings and the foresight in the 70s to begin setting aside these riparian areas, not only for the environmental benefits, but for the recreational and transportation opportunities that allowed City of Raleigh to be in the position it is today with its greenway system. So it's all the people out there that are supporting, from city council to residents, you know, for people that don't even live here. So it's been a great success, and we are a model for many different programs across the nation, and so we are very proud of that.
I'll be linking to some of the items mentioned in this episode and add a few other notes. We covered quite a bit of ground in this episode. You can find all of that on our website at inboundraleigh.com. Also, you can share your ideas for topics we need to cover or thoughts about this episode or anything else. Email us at inboundraleigh@gmail.com or find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next time.
Denn ich bin der Boss. Fang ich an zu weinen, denn ich bin der Boss.